Somebody left me a comment saying, bro looks like a soy jack. On Urban Dictionary it says, a variation of the Wojak meme that depicts Wojak faces with exaggerated expressions, soy faces, but can also be depicted as smug or triggered. They're usually drawn with square glasses and short, stubbly, unshaved beards. Some earlier depictions include the soy jack wearing a Mario cap. Soy jacks are often used to win online arguments in attempts to depict the other party as a beta soy boy who's overreacting to simple statements. Nice attempt at trying to prove your point, but I'm open about my soy jack folder. By Cal Cabones. 136 upvotes, 13 downvotes. Give him a vote. Soy jacked. A form of belittling one person's opinion or argument by portraying them as the soy jack meme, usually by altering characters and capitalization, which looks something like this. Or in the case of a real life conversation, saying the person's point in a high pitched annoying voice. Damn it, man, I was talking about why I think capitalism is good, and then he soy jacked me. 29 upvotes, 17 downvotes. Interesting. Yeah, I've never seen that word before. Yeah, I'm getting old. All right then. Sure. Whatever. Because, baby, I've been around a lot longer than it looks like I have. I still get ID'd for all kinds of things. Just buying spray paint. See your ID, please. You know I'm like 34,000 years old, huh? Sorry. Older than that. Yep. Hey, it don't mean a jack of shit that some people think I'm delusional. Baby, I feel so fucking good all the time. I don't have any need to call anyone delusional. What does that mean? That means go fuck yourself. And I pray you have a good time while you're doing it. Pray. Prayer. Uh-oh. That's almost like belief. Uh-oh. That's almost like... energy. Wait, is it all the same thing? Really? You mean people that pray have been doing magic? Yes, that is what I mean. You mean people that believe in different religions are doing magic? Yes, because I believe God is imagination. Have you noticed you can't really appreciate anything unless you're thankful for it? Have you noticed you can't really be thankful for anything unless you appreciate it? Have you noticed you don't really even notice anything is happening at all unless you're paying attention? Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you again. Prayers, magic, energy, belief, it's all the same fucking thing. So yeah, it don't mean a jack of shit to me that some people think I'm nuts. Good luck, get fucked, motherfucker. You get what you think you deserve. You get what you think you deserve. It may not start out like that at first. Because when we start out, we start out in, families, and we end up part of their karmic circle. Just end up like that. There's all kinds of other things I could say on that. But yes, I do believe that we live in in infinite reality, which means, at least I figure it would mean, that time does not exist. Time is perception. And if infinite realities exist, then I figure that means we simply pass through them, and that it's like they are all just snapshots, and passing through them, and in passing through these infinite realities, we experience the passage of time. That's what I think. That's what I believe. Regardless, there is no damn way in hell I'm gonna let any of you tell me what the fuck to believe ever again. Motherfucker, my life was hell getting up to 33 years old. It was hell. And I got like the best mom on the planet. The one person that's been there for me when nobody else was. And sometimes she couldn't even be. And I don't blame anybody for that. I don't blame anybody. I don't blame any of the weak, pathetic, simple-minded motherfuckers that couldn't show up for me when I begged for help. I don't blame them. But do I think they're weak and pathetic? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Some of them look at me like, oh boy, he's weak and pathetic because he can't hold a job. Well, guess what, baby? You ain't me. And I freak people out. I bring out people's darkness. And when they make the misfortunate step of standing in front of me and talking with me, and I get to look them in the eyes, I start ripping the darkness out of them. And I drape it across them like it's a veil. And they are paralyzed. They can't move. And I make them sweat just a little bit. And this is all just automatic. I don't do this on purpose. This is just the nature of who I am right now. I make them sweat just a little bit. Because I'm enjoying myself. But I try not to show that. Because usually it's rude, considered rude when you show somebody that you're enjoying their discomfort. So I choose to be polite and respectful instead. And after I've gotten my fill of what I wanted, I leave them be. And they stand right in that same spot for a while, thinking. Almost makes you wonder why nobody comes to hang out with me. Why nobody wants to talk about the deep stuff with me. Or why, when I get the chance to talk with somebody about deep stuff, they don't talk. It's funny. Almost makes me want to laugh, but I can't remember the fucking joke.